SEC settles $40 million fraud charges with Ideanomics over crypto revenue reporting. Key points: the SEC has settled fraud charges with Ideanomics for falsely reporting $40 million in cryptocurrency-related revenue in 2019, misleading investors about the company's financial performance. Former CEO Jung Woo faces a $3 million penalty and a 10-year ban from leadership roles in public companies, while Ideanomics agreed to pay a $1.4 million fine and implement stricter financial controls. SEC uncovers years of financial misrepresentation. The United States Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has concluded its investigation into Ideanomics, an electric vehicle company, revealing a pattern of fraudulent financial reporting between 2017 and 2019. The company and several senior executives were found to have significantly misrepresented its financial performance, particularly concerning revenue from cryptocurrency assets. The SEC investigation uncovered that Ideanomics reported over $40 million in revenue for 2019 based on fraudulent accounting related to a crypto asset transaction. This false reporting led to overestimated financial statements, misleading shareholders and the public about the company's financial health. Key figures and their roles. The investigation implicated several high-ranking officials within Ideanomics. Jung, Bruno, Wu, former chairman and CEO Alfred Poor, current CEO Federico Tovar, former chief financial officer. These individuals were involved in multiple fraudulent activities, including issuing false revenue guidance in 2017, providing the company's auditor with a fraudulent letter of intent concealing Wu's interest in companies conducting business with Ideanomics. Settlement terms and penalties. All parties involved have agreed to settle the charges without admitting or denying the SEC's findings. The settlement includes Jung Wu, over $3 million in disgorgement, prejudgment interest, and a $200,000 penalty. Additionally, Wu accepted a 10-year ban from holding any directorship or managerial position in a public company. Federico Tovar and Alfred Poor each consented to cease and desist orders and will pay $75,000 in penalties. Tovar will also be barred from practicing as an accountant for at least 2 years. Ideanomics agreed to pay a $1.4 million penalty and will engage an independent compliance consultant to review and enhance its internal accounting controls. Broader implications for crypto reporting. This settlement comes as the U.S. Supreme Court considers an appeal in a separate securities fraud lawsuit against NVIDIA. The tech giant is accused of providing false information regarding its cryptocurrency mining revenue in 2017 and 2018, similar to the accusations faced by Ideanomics. The SEC's action against Ideanomics underscores the regulatory body's ongoing efforts to ensure accurate financial reporting in the rapidly evolving cryptocurrency sector. As digital assets intersect with traditional financial markets, companies must maintain transparency and adhere to established accounting practices to protect investors and maintain market integrity.